You're tuning in to Chatting with Charity.
Woo, child, I don't know about you, but these last 2 to 3 weeks have been heavy. It just seems like the spirit of laziness came out of nowhere and zoop, and just sucked the living energy out of you. I have been feeling so unmotivated. I have been feeling so uninspired, not like the normal unmotivated, because we know this pandemic has been dragging us through, but it was just different. I mean, every single time you encouraged yourself, you felt like, ugh. And it wasn't stuck. It was just pressed down on. And I would be talking to some of my friends like, am I the only one going through this? Somebody come and tell me, Charity, the spirit of laziness is you. But no, we all concurred and agreed that there is something that is shifting in the atmosphere that has caused us to become very, very unencouraged and distracted and lazy. And I'm here to tell you to pick up your bed and walk. Every single day you wake up, you have got to continue to press forward toward the glory of God. And I know it's not easy. It's not easy with these different weather conditions we have going on left and right. It's not easy with the frustration and the simple fact that we are still in a pandemic with no end in sight. That is a problematic in and of itself, but God has not called us to be lazy in this season, because even though in the physical, the world and the time seems to be moving slow, in the spiritual, time is moving expeditiously. There are so many things that are happening in the spiritual realm that people are not aware of because they don't spend enough time in prayer and having conversations with God. I have even been looking at myself and seeing how quick God has been transforming me since January 1st till today. There are so many things in my voice, in my mannerism, in my thought process, and how I maneuver and react that is completely different than what I was on January 1st, 2021. When God decides to do a new thing, He is going to make up for all the time that we waited. And I want to encourage you in this ride to not get weary in doing what God has called you to do and to remember the promise that He gave you. What did He say to you that you were going to have? What was the project and the assignment that He gave you that you seem to be going a little bit too slow in? I am encouraging you to pick up your bed and walk. Every single day, remind yourself that the success that you want in life, the person that you want to become, and the honor that you want from God is solely based on you picking up your bed and walking every single day.
Don't let life convince you
that you're not going to have bad days, you're not going to have sad days, you're not going to have slow days, and you're not going to have unmotivated days. The difference is that during those moments, you really have to activate the Holy Spirit inside of you and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Today, I cannot do it. Today, I'm so tired. Today, I'm feeling heavy. And you would be surprised how instantaneous the Holy Spirit comes in and takes the room that you have allowed Him to use and to fill up so that you can have a moment to yourself, to get yourself together while you still don't lose time in the day. The Holy Spirit is there to be our refuge and our strength in time of need. And it's important that we activate the Holy Spirit and the angel as we go through difficult seasons, because we don't want to be distracted trying to do everything in our own strength. So I've been working on a new project. But I've been working on a project and I was studying the book of Genesis where they talk about Abraham and Sarah. So Abraham was promised that he was going to have a son. And he said to himself, wait a minute, God, how can I have a son in my old age? I'm like 100 years old. There's no way that me and my old wife can have a son. And God said to him, no, I told you that you were going to have a son and I'm going to make you the father of many nations. So Abraham was like, okay, God, whatever. Abraham went and did everything that God told him to do to establish the covenant that God had asked. And in return, Abraham was going to get his son. When Sarah had overheard that God had promised Abraham and Sarah a son, she laughed. And God said to Abraham, why is Sarah laughing? Why is she laughing now that I've told her she's going to have a son? Am I not God? Can I not do the impossible? And Sarah feared the Lord and got scared and denied the fact that she laughed when God told her what He was going to do for her life. Can you imagine praying for something all your life in the moment that God says that it is about to be done? Because you got weary in the way, you decided to disrespectfully laugh at God. He didn't have to do it for you. He doesn't have to do anything for us. But the simple fact that he made sure that Sarah was going to have the kid that she cried over 80, 90 years for. And because of her lack of belief and her inability to wait and to wait patiently, she decided to laugh at God. Well, she should have been laughing at herself because she's the one who gave her mistress to her husband to have a kid. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's something about the waiting season that we get so distracted about what God is trying to do for us that we start to do things in our own manners, in our own hands, and in our own strength. But what God has called for you to have is yours to have indeed. But the timing is left up to Him. So what do we do in the wait? What do we do in the wait when we're going crazy, we're going cuckoo, we're feeling uninspired, we're just overall overwhelmed? In the wait, you find joy. You find joy. You have to get back to the things that make you happy. Get back to the things you've always wanted to do, whether creatively, read a book, write a book, travel, work out, learn how to cook, learn how to sew. There is something in your life that you have always wanted to do that was a hobby that you have not been working on, and you need to get back to that. Maybe it's better balance. Child, maybe it's picking up your Bible and actually reading it. Whatever it is, you need to find out what you can do in the waiting season that isn't questioning God. There are two types of people in the Bible. Those who question God because of direction and wanting more instruction. And then those who question God because of disbelief. When you don't have faith in what God has said to you, the kind of faith where you don't doubt the vision, you just ask for more instruction. God loves that kind of obedience. But when you are constantly questioning if He is God and He's capable of doing the things that He said He would do, if you are questioning Him because you are tired of waiting, God is still going to do it. God is still going to do it because He said He was going to do it, and He's not a man that He shall lie. But Sarah did not live as long as Abraham did. Sarah birthed Isaac, and then she kind of passed away. And then Abraham went on to live a more opulent lifestyle with a new wife. Do you understand that? You can miss the full glory of the vision and the promise if your waiting season lacks obedience and lacks joy. If your waiting season is full of complaining and full of complacency and laziness, if you want to be successful in life and you don't want to be gypped of the fullness of God, it is important that when we are in this waiting season, no matter how long it is, for some of us, it's going to be a couple of months. For others, a couple of weeks. And for others, it will be a couple of years. It just depends on what God is doing for you. And you have to find the joy in that season. So I'm going to give you three practical things to do. Okay, I already gave you some ideas, but I'm going to give you three practical things to do the moment you feel like, oh my God. The first thing you want to do if you're really feeling overwhelmed is to take account of everything that has happened in the week and the week prior. Residual thoughts and residual experiences kind of show up in the weeks after they take place because a feeling, a moment, a seed, an interaction can sometimes bloom into a bigger problem. It can bloom into a trigger. It can bloom into a depression. It can just kind of shift you later in the weeks because you weren't thinking about it in that moment when the event took place or the seed was planted, but it showed up a couple of weeks later or a couple of days later because you finally stopped, slowed down, and had time to re-download that thought. Ask yourself, what happened? Who did you encounter? What conversation did you have with someone? Was it the weather? Was it that you didn't stick to your routine? You weren't going to the gym? What caused the imbalance or what caused that negative thought and moment to happen? When we take accountability of how we are influenced by our day-to-day, we start to control who has access to us. We start to control who we spend time talking to because we know that those people during our season of unmotivation are not the people that we want to engage with. And it's more important that we stick to the plan that we have so we can get past that moment, that temporary moment of frustration and lack of motivation. So audit your weeks. Audit what happened and see where and how did this feeling in this moment transpire for you to feel so or stuck about it. And when you figure it out, make it your responsibility to do something different in that moment when that moment shows up again. Because the devil is very clever. He is making sure that he studies you and your habits to see what makes you tick, what makes you distracted. And you too have to study yourself so you can know how to control your productivity, to have discipline, to be consistent, even when you're not motivated, to still be able to produce consistent work. You can't be sloppy just because you're lazy, okay? That's why I'm saying take time to ask the Holy Ghost on the days where you feel stressed out, like, God, please, the Holy Spirit, please make today a new day for me. Pour fresh oil. Give me fresh water and fresh bread because your girl is not having it today. Your girl is not having it today. She is not una jefa today. You know, una jefa means she's not the queen or the boss in Spanish today. And that's okay, but just ask for the help because you still have to produce what he's asked you to produce. After you've taken an audit of your couple of days and your weeks and figured out where you started to shift and where the thoughts and the negative thoughts started to come in, the next thing you want to do is to start deciding what's one thing you can do every single day that fills your cup up. One thing you can do every single day that fills your cup up. For me, I honestly listen to gospel music. It does wonders because it's uplifting. It encourages my heart. It allows me to sing like I'm a good singer. It makes me feel good. Whenever I am stuck, that is what I do. When I am absolutely bored and I feel my thoughts are going into la la land, I watch sermons. You don't have to be like me and submerge yourself into so much God 24/7, 7 days a week, but I enjoy it. It honestly keeps negative thoughts out of my head and it gives me weapons for warfare. It teaches me more about the Bible and I'm able to see how leaders in Christ think, how they download messages. And I'm always getting these super cool aha moments. And the interesting thing is that when I hear sermons, they give me peace. When I watch TV, it activates chaos in my head. So I haven't been able to really enjoy television these last couple of weeks or like normal music because I can feel how much it downloads pressure inside of me, how much it unnecessarily activates my spirit for no good reason. It's almost like rap music is like an ADHD kid. You just have all this energy. Those who have ADHD understand it's like you just have a lot of energy. And that's kind of what rap music does. It pumps energy into you. Hopefully, you're going to go work out or I don't know. What are you going to do with all that energy? I find that sometimes R&B music, which I love, makes you think about that ex or that moment you was crying about something or that person that left you, cheated on you or whatever. And I don't have any time, space, or energy in 2021 to be thinking about no exes, okay? I got things to do. I try to gauge what I listen to because your ears are also a gateway. Your eyes are a gateway. So if you feel like you are overwhelmed, just really be cautious of what you're listening to and what you're hearing and make better decisions on that and still find something that you can add into your day daily that can provide you with consistent joy and consistent happiness. Social media has a weird way of planting funny emotions. Even when I see the people on my feed, I'm always like, are these people? Why do they think like this? This isn't even a healthy way of thinking. Some of the comments they say, some of the things that they share, I just don't submit myself to it. So I just scroll past or whatever. And I kind of just like turn my phone off or I'll get into Clubhouse and jump out of rooms because everybody has something to say and everyone has an opinion, but they don't even understand that they don't know what they're saying. There's power in our voices and everyone seems to have an opinion and have something to say, but are taking no accountability and responsibility for the negative things that they're saying that are wrong and putting it out in the atmosphere. I mean, it says, Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. It's just sad because a person who likes knowledge and wisdom is because they didn't ask for it. So why are you saying these silly things to people and people are believing you and downloading that and now you've sent them out into the world with bad information? It's your responsibility to manage what goes into your ears, what goes into your eyes, and what enters your cabeza. your head. It's your responsibility. So find something daily that will give you encouragement and will allow you to push forward. The last thing I want to say to you is write out a couple of steps for the vision. Break those steps down to specific key things you need to do to get that vision done. Put that thing on the refrigerator. If you can commit to doing one of those things every couple of days, every week, every day, depending on how easy the task is, you are still moving forward in your vision. In moments of despair, they usually happen because we think that we ain't got nothing done. We've been lazy for years, when really you've only been lazy for a moment. So if you have something that allows you to look back and be like, yeah, I got that done, that done, that done, that done, then you can see how the plan is still moving and how this is just a Jedi mind trick where the enemy is trying to convince you that you are not headed in the right path, and you are. You have to have dominion over your mind. Do not allow your mind to control you. Do not allow your mind to control you. You own that mind. And sometimes we allow our minds to tell us what to do just because our mind is responsible for body movements, but it's not responsible for your spirit and your soul and for who you are as an individual. God has established that. Your body is here to help you walk, to help you get a cup, to help you say hello, to help you talk. Your mind and your body is here to give movement. You are the one that tells it what to do. And we rely so much on our mind and the thoughts in our head and our memory to navigate our life. And what we don't understand is that the mind stores pain. The mind stores negative thoughts. And if we don't control our storage, if we don't control how we encode data in our minds, when it's time for us to use our mind, to activate our mind, we have all negative things in there. See your life in a more joyful perspective. In this waiting season, make a commitment to make your days more joyful. So the memories that you are saving in your head, the memories that you are encoding inside of your head, that those are not toxic negative memories, because they're going to be memories you pull on in future reference. So you have to call this waiting season joy. Don't get sad. Don't get discouraged. Find something to give you enough joy daily so that the way you remember your days in the waiting season are joyful. That way, when the fruit is produced, you got joy on top of joy, glory on top of glory. But if you lose sight of the whole plan, you will still get where you are going, but you will be drained. You won't be the version of you that God created for you to be in that season of glory. Don't be like Sarah. Don't think that God is not coming. Don't try to go and convince your man to have a baby with another woman, because you'll never be able to give him a kid. God can do anything exceedingly and abundantly and add more years to your life so you can enjoy that blessing. But it's your responsibility to have faith and obedience and submit yourself daily to his plans. And if you have an ask, go and ask for it. Go and ask for it, but please humble yourself to know that in any moment in your life, the Holy Spirit will allow you to pick up your bed and walk. Any moment of frustration, when you feel like you are stuck, you're not, the Holy Spirit will allow you to pick up your bed and walk. Start tapping in to that fire within inside of you and see what it does for you. It is going to give you peace that surpasses all understanding. I am so grateful for the God that we serve. I have been praying for you guys and praying that God would do a new thing in you and for you, for yourself, for the people that you love, and for where you are trying to go. I said this on Instagram the other night, and I want to say this again. Please, in your prayer time, ask God for very specific, key, powerful things. Please don't pray for a new job. Please don't pray for a new house. Please don't pray for a new car. All those things are wonderful, but we serve a mighty God. We serve a mighty God who is able to do it exceedingly and abundantly. Start to pray that God gives you the characteristics to take over a company as a CEO. Pray to God that he moves you to a state where they will promote you in a way you have never been promoted, because you have the skill set necessary. Pray that God sends you a husband that's not just a husband, but a man who is of great stature, and you as a woman can match his power. Pray that God will remove a lot of toxic and negative experiences and emotions you have had over the years so you can replace them with joy. Pray to God that he will humble your enemies and that he will give your enemies great success and great wealth so they can stop praying against you. There are things that are more important in life than materialistic stuff. Okay, that is not where power exists. Pray to God he gives you the confidence to walk into any room and space boldly. Pray to God that He edifies your mouth so when you speak, things come and command to your attention. That is the kind of power that the Holy Spirit gives us. I understand you might want a new car, a new job, and all of these wonderful things, but when you focus on getting the principles, everything else comes into alignment. But if God gives you a car, it doesn't mean that He gave you power. That doesn't mean He gave you a sound mind. That it doesn't mean He gave you peace to surpass all understanding. Go and get the things that have power. Pray for those things and all things will be added unto you. Seek wisdom. And when you have wisdom and understanding, now you know how to defeat the enemy. So you can go out there and build empires and kingdoms at a rapid rate because you have the gift of discernment. Pray for the gift of dreaming. Pray for the gift of prophecy. Pray for the gift of speaking in tongues. Pray for gifts that have infinite potential. Please don't just pray for a house. We all would love to have a house, but ask God to make you content with the things that you have right now as He continues to download gifts inside of you that will give you so much power in the kingdom and give you so much power here on earth. Now, this is a short ride because your girl is working on a project and it is... I'm just laughing because the joy of the Lord is my strength. And I always am like, God, you give me all these projects and they're all so like emotionally and mentally consuming. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm thinking on such a high level 24/7 every single day of the week. And I'm just like, you know what, whatever, God, you got it. Cause you always provide provision. So let's just get this done. So I'm trying to be obedient with this project that He has me doing, but I just wanted to come here and encourage you. And I wanted to say to you that I love you so, so much. God has got His hand on you. Be encouraged, be of great strength and go with power. For He has already paved the way. You lack nothing. You have everything. And every single demonic attack that is trying to come against you, Father God, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. You will prosper, okay? You will prosper. And February has been a successful month for you. You are going to close it out big and strong. And March is going to be powerful, okay? March is going to be powerful. It is the last month in the first quarter. And you are going to be proud of yourself because you did some things you never imagined you can do, but because you were consistent every single day, they added up and you realized you did that. You and the Holy Spirit did that. So go do that thing today, do that thing tomorrow, and make sure you share this with somebody who you know is going to be blessed. I love you and I'll see you next time.
Well, that was quite a ride. Don't forget to rate this podcast, share, like, and subscribe. See you next Thursday on Chatting with Charity. And don't forget to bring your friend. But until then, you can find us on Instagram @ Chatting with Charity.